This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon young diplomats to build strong grassroots level engagement in their countries of posting and deepen India's connection with local communities. Interacting with the officer trainees of the 2025 batch of Indian Foreign Service IFS at Seva Teerth, Mr. Modi encouraged the officer trainees to expand their networks beyond traditional diplomatic circles and deepen engagement with people. Mr. Modi encouraged the officer trainees to combine India's civilizational strengths with technology, innovation and effective communication to further strengthen India's global engagement. The Prime Minister also called upon the officer trainees to serve as catalytic agents for countries' economic engagement with the world. The Unified Payments Interface UPI has completed 10 years of transforming digital payments and has emerged as the backbone of India's digital payments ecosystem. The UPI, which was launched on 25th of August 2016, has surged almost 13,000-fold in transaction volume. We have a report from our correspondent.
The Finance Ministry said that the annual transaction volume expanded from just 1.78 crore transactions in 2016-17 to over 24,162 crore transactions in 2025-26. The transaction value also rose sharply from 7,000 crore to nearly 314 lakh crore during the same period. The ministry said that UPI has also emerged as a global platform for cross-border digital payments and is currently operational in 11 countries. These are United Arab Emirates, France, Bhutan, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Singapore, Mauritius, Qatar, Cambodia, Greece and Maldives. UPI has emerged as one of the most successful pillars of India's digital public infrastructure, providing an interoperable real-time payment platform. Vishal Kumar, Akashvani, New Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed all agencies to take strict measures against infiltration. Inaugurating the 9th National Security Strategies Conference 2026 in New Delhi, Mr. Shah directed that an AI-based analysis of information available on multi-agency center platforms should be done to create SOPs to counter various national security challenges. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will hold 25th round of special representatives talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on India-China boundary issue in Beijing today. The two leaders will have an in-depth discussion on the boundary question as well as other bilateral, regional and international issues. Mr. Doval will also call on China's Vice President Han Zheng during his visit. The National Security Advisor arrived in Beijing yesterday on a two-day visit to China. The flood situation has worsened in Patna and several other districts of Bihar due to the rising levels of the Ganga and other major rivers. With the Ganga continuing to swell, breaches in ring embankments in Bhagalpur and Begusarai districts have affected hundreds of people. The rising waters of the Ganga and its tributaries have led to breach in the ring embankment at Raghupur in the Nogatria subdivision of Bhagalpur district, causing flood waters to spread into the village. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has proposed a new $1,03,265 fee on top of existing costs for all H-1B cap subject petitions, including those for advanced degree holders. According to the press release issued by DHS, the proposed fee would be paid at the time of filing and imposed on top of all other applicable fees on payments. The United States has imposed sanctions under Operation Economic Outcast on nearly 60 entities, individuals and vessels over their alleged links to Iran's military activities, procurement networks and petroleum and petrochemical trade. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh today. The Met Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Madhya Maharashtra, Vidarbha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Northeast India, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Coastal Karnataka, Kerala and Mahi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.